Right now, it is time to bring in Arjun Singh. We're going to go around the world to Jaisalmer, India. Arjun, of course, joins us on a Wednesday morning. And with any luck at all, Arjun is there via the magic of Skype. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Where are you? Or good afternoon. Are you home?
No, I'm at a cyber cafe because they have commercial connection of internet. So they pay a lot, then I think it will work. So I went there to just try my luck because it always happens to a network and all those things. So I thought it's okay to go back to the cyber cafe.
Okay, so what's it like? So describe, just do your listeners a quick favor, describe how different cyber cafe in Jaisalmer is compared to, say, Starbucks in New York.
But it's like a day and night.
I know. That's why I'm laughing.
Well, there's no fan is here. It's very, very hot here because so many people, they sit here. So not a good facility, but it's okay because we have the connection, which is commercial. We have domestic and commercial connection. So for the domestic, you have to pay $10, then for the commercial, you have to pay like double, so $20. Then you get a good service for that. It's same like electricity. If I have a domestic connection of the electricity, then I pay in a different way. But if I have a commercial connection of the electricity, means I have any factory or any institution working for that, then I have to pay more than that. But I get a quick service, better service if you have a commercial connection because you pay extra for that. So, well, it's very different. I can't say that it's not a good place because the owner is sitting just in front of me. Well, he cannot understand English, so it's okay for me because otherwise he's staring at me. And he's thinking I'm telling good about his shop. So I'm really fortunate because he's not very good at English.
Yeah, and, you are. But $20 seems like an incredible amount of money.
No, I just give an example. It's not like $20. It's not like for an hour. Here I have to pay like a dollar for an hour.
I got you.
Pay a dollar. Yeah, here. It's like that. And so many people, they come here because they, young people, I think they are busy with the headphones for chatting and all those things, which I really don't like, but they like, so they do it. And many, they don't think that I'm just what I'm doing right now. So they are busy in their own work. It's good for me because fine for me. Well, the other thing is that a very interesting thing happened, which happened in the school my today. Well, as you asked me about the Starbucks, that was like a dream for me. It's really something else for me. I can't describe. It's not easy. Well, because the difference between India and the US, if you compare when you buy an ice cream here, you get that just like what you get there. It's just 20% is you get. And if you buy the same thing in US, you get an ice cream that what you get is just like for your family, for full family. The cup of the coffee, which is, I think, here, 10 people can drink what a person drinks there. So they have big things like the coffee, ice cream, always full. But here it's not like this. You get very little of that. The other thing which I want to tell about to my listeners is that I was teaching in my school today in class 10th, and there was a lesson. It was about carpooling. Well, it was very, I think, a bit shocking for my students because there are no cars in the village. And the lesson is about the carpooling, that if you have a car and you must share the car and some other people can share with you. And there were so many questions from them that what do you mean? Because they were not familiar with the car and all those things. And there was a picture there was an image in the lesson, and it was that if you are driving alone in the car, then Hitler is sitting in the next seat. So better if you should share your car and four people can go where one person goes, it's not good. But very interesting thing is that there is a girl, and she told me that the same thing, sir. It's the same like that when we ride on a camel, and if we ride alone, then our grandparents say that if a person who rides on a camel and he is alone or she's alone, then a ghost sits on the back seat or on the front seat where the seat is vacant. A ghost sits there, or a witch sits there, a devil sits there. So I came to know the same thing, that it's just like camel pulling, because it's good that you should share the camel. So it's a huge difference between the car pulling and camel pulling. But I tried my best to explain the things to them, that it's okay to just save fuels and tolls and the stress of driving and all those things. So that's why people, they just share the car. But the same thing, they just, a little girl, she explained me the same thing, that it happens with a camel, because you must not go alone riding a camel, but two people can, so it's like that.
I think that that's a good parallel. That's almost as good as Starbucks and the cyber cafe that you are in right now. Because I am willing to bet you any amount of money that most of your listeners have not thought about camel pooling any time, you know, in a while now. I can safely say that I think about a lot of things, and I have a very active imagination, and camel pooling is not something that I really ever have focused on recently.
Well, when I just explained, when I teaching them about the image where it was written that a man must not drive alone, and then this same thing happened, and a girl quickly stood up and she said, "Sir, my grandfather tells me that if you are alone on a camel, then a ghost sits on the back seat." So the idea came in mind, the same, like you want to just the camel pulling, the same thing is there, the same idea. It was with the car, the girl was telling about the camel, but it's quite similar.
No, and I think it's quite right. I think it's quite right. So, are you going to go back to this? I mean, I have to say the connection is outstanding, but are you going to go back to the cyber cafe?
Definitely, I think it works good for me. Well, there is no air conditioner here. There's no fan, because I asked him to just switch off the fan because it was making noise. So I said, just for a while. Well, my friends who are sitting just close to me, they are not happy with it. But that was it needs some repairment. So the fan was not working good. So I said, switched off for 15 minutes. So he did it, thanks to him. But I would definitely come here because I can listen to you properly. I can tell you properly. So it's good for me on the phone, or if I have a poor network, I don't listen to you. And sometimes what you ask me, I don't just answer in a wrong. I sometimes answer in a wrong way. So it's not good. So would I try to come here and just do my show here? And the other thing is that, which is very interesting, today, after 2 years of the publication of my book, I got the copyright from the Congress, the Library of United States of America.
And I want to, before we go, I want to say, how come people in your school don't have back problems? Because I saw the picture that you posted with all the kids and all the students, and they all sit on the floor with their backs bent over writing. Is that it? There's no desks and stuff like that?
No, there's no. We don't have desks there. Actually, they sit on the ground there, and they are habitual with these things. There's no any problem. They never complained that they have any problem with their back or all those things. I did it when I just completed my education, like primary education from first to eighth standard. We had no desks. Right now, the same thing. They don't have desks. They sit on the ground. Sometimes they have mats. Sometimes they don't have the mats. So it's tough if it's winter, but right now it's okay if they don't have mats. Sometimes they get the mats and they sit on it. But they're habitual. They have no any complaints. They are very, I think they are very well with that, and they just adjust everything and they are fine with it. And I think that if you just sit on a desk or on a table or on a chair, I think their writing is something different. I think in what they are doing now, I will just show some images of the writing skill of my students. It's excellent. They concentrated on it and they write brilliantly, and they're happy with these things.
All right. I just wanted to comment on that. Keep the pictures coming. They're great to see.
Thank you.
All right. We will talk to you next week. Don't be mean to the guy in the cyber cafe, but just sort of smile. And
I did it. He's smiling.
Yep. Right. And so are we. Anyway, thank you so much. And mostly thank your student for the camel pooling.
Yes, I'm a teacher, and most of the students or most of the people, they ask me that they want to learn English, but I'm not going to English to this cyber cafe person. Not
quite
not,
right. No. Quite right.
All right. Thanks, Arjun.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. So kind of you.
Around the World with Arjun Singh.